Welcome back to Call It a Wrap, the only overnight sports talk show in Syracuse. Here's your hosts, Zach Waldman, Paul Gallant, and Craig Hoffman.
So just moments ago, you heard live President Barack Obama's press conference regarding the death of Osama bin Laden. Call It a Wrap, Z89, Waldman, Hoffman, Mr. Fontana taking your phone calls on the other side, 443-4487. And joining us right now, Matt Pfeiffer, Z89's Orange State.
Yes.
Matt, how are things?
Things are great. I mean, this is a huge moment in American history. You know, there are moments where you always remember where you were, and this is certainly one of them. This is one of those moments that are just going to be ingrained in your head. Obviously, President Obama just spoke at the White House and confirming what two sources or multiple sources had already said, that Osama bin Laden had been killed in Pakistan. And I thought what was interesting about this is he really talked about how long of a process this was. They had located Osama bin Laden a couple months ago and had actually been following him until they actually killed him just recently. They could match the DNA, and this he didn't say this in his address, but other reports are saying this. They actually matched the DNA and knew it was bin Laden because his sister, who had died, they had taken some samples from her brain, and that's how they could match and find out that it was, in fact, Osama bin Laden who had been killed. This is obviously, again, a huge moment for the United States. Osama bin Laden has been linked to many attacks. Obviously, the biggest one being the September 11th terror attacks, killed nearly 3,000 people, but also attacks on the USS Cole in the Gulf of Aden, the 1993 World Trade Center attack, bombing there, as well as attacks on U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia, among other places. This is now something that we're going to have to keep watching and see going forward what happens as well, see if there's going to be any retaliation from al-Qaeda, the organization that Osama bin Laden formed in 1988, or if this is going to kind of start to change things for al-Qaeda and perhaps terrorism against the United States will start to subside and won't be as big anymore.
Now, I'm a sports guy. I'll be the first to admit that, so I don't know everything going on here, but it's interesting that you brought that up. Do you know the relationship, was Osama kind of strung off from al-Qaeda, or was their relationship so pretty close as far as, I mean, because I feel like Americans hadn't heard about this guy for a while.
Well, you know, I mean, it's interesting because for a while, at a point in 2003, we were able to tell where Osama bin Laden was, but then there was really between 2003 and 2010, when they found him, there was absolutely no time that they knew where he was.
Nothing.
They knew that he was in bad health, for one. He was, he is an older guy, but, they knew that he was in bad health. There were questions if perhaps, remember, many times there were questions if he had died on his own, if he had died of natural causes. Many people thought there was just no way we were going to find Osama bin Laden. Barack Obama said while he was running for election that this was going to be a major goal if he was president. He has succeeded in that. But, it is interesting. How much was he still involved with al-Qaeda? That's something that we're going to be finding out in the coming days. One would have to say he probably was still pretty involved. And, if anything, he was still a figurehead.